I've seen progress with Victor. It's going along, you know, slowly but surely, so just taking our time with him. But I'm optimistic.
You're one of the few guys here who's never worked with him.
No, I look at each situation totally different. It doesn't matter if I haven't worked with him. I consider myself a coach, and so coaching different players have been different things. So, but the transition has been really, really good, you know, for as a person. He's a hard worker. You know, he wants to learn. He's doing all the things that he needs to do to be successful. Just as a person, he has many talents. He likes to do a lot of other things. Besides being a football player, he's a good person.
You talked a lot in the spring when we first met you, the idea of you had a lot of young receivers. And obviously, we're asking you about that. I'm just curious, when you see a veteran have the kind of summer that he's had, the idea of the ups and downs, do you find a way to kind of get through to him? Do you look to pick him up? Do you try to
always
keep him even keel? Just curious what the last couple of weeks have been like for you with him one-on-one.
I'm always going to be optimistic. I'm always going to be positive in the room. That's just who I am and the type of coach that I am. So I'm always there for him, just talking to him, whether it's football or not football. But he's always been upbeat. He's always been positive about the situation, just taking it slowly with him. But from a mental aspect, you can see him growing as a person, as a player, even more so. You know, mentally, he's in a good place.
Is Sterling more or less like a rookie? You know, with how advanced he is. Does he seem like a rookie, or does he seem a little bit less like a rookie?
He's got a ways to go. There's a lot of, you know, learning curve, situationally smart in the NFL game. And so, you know, again, he works hard. That's the biggest thing that you want from a player. So he's out there, he likes to have fun, he's smiling, he loves to work, you know, when you hold him out of plays, he gets upset. So those are the things that you look for, you know, in players.
Who gets more upset when he gets held out, him or Odell?
Both. That's just, it's different. So they compete, and so what we try to instill is just a positive peer pressure within the room, making plays and being a playmaker and working hard, finishing plays, things of that nature. And so, and that's the collective group, is taking ownership of that group, and just working hard.
Different, you've obviously coached Odell in the past, the last two about that back in the spring. Now that you've coached him here, you're in the room with him here, how different is this Odell than the player that you coached at LSU?
He's a little different. Of course, New York, the media, you know, it's just, things are different. And so, you know, there's receivers that I coached at LSU. There are some other places that are like, you know, it's different. He's different because of the NFL and things he's done so far. So, of course, he's grown as a person. But, you know, at LSU, everything was so enclosed. And, you know, being in college, going to class and back. And even though LSU football is a big deal, it was just a little different.
Different in a positive way? It's
just the media. You know, so it's expounded. A lot of the plays that he did at LSU and making plays, it's just, he's always done that.
LeBron was not in contact with him?
No, see, that's a little different. So that's a little different. But, again, he works hard. He's one of the hardest workers in the group. So, you know, he's doing everything that we ask of him as a staff. So.
What has Tavares Tate done so far?
He's been consistent, making plays down the field, and just each and every day, just working on his craft. I've seen some good things from him.
What about Roger Lewis? How much progress has he made, and where do you kind of see him at this point?
He's making progress every day. Again, he's a hard worker. You know, he's willing to learn. He's always with the other quarterbacks, asking questions. He asks a lot of questions. He writes a lot of notes down, just and translating the things in his brain and what he needs to do. So, you know, from a player point of view, from the first day, he's really grown. He's progressed.
Did he start at a lower point? I know he came from a different kind of offense, a more, you know, college.
It's different. The college game is different. So it's the situations because, you know, a rep is like a bar of gold. And so when you have an ability to get in there and get a rep and to learn, you know, it's a learning curve. So, again, because of the offenses in college and the style of going fast and things of that nature, it's just different.
With your receivers, and I don't know to ask how interchangeable do they have to be or how interchangeable are they now? I don't know which one's the way to ask that.
They're all interchangeable.
They are.
So,
okay.
And that's the thing, the beauty of it, is just learning the concept, the conception of how a play is unfolded, not just learning a certain position. You always want to put yourself in a position to play the next best player. So as far as the X receiver or Z receiver, you know, we just have receivers, and
right.
So they're interchangeable. Of course, we need to put them in spots to be successful in the slot.